latest local weather from Sugar FM.
Okay, there's going to be saying mainly dry. Some cloud coming later, but it's going to be sunny. Maximum temperatures of 10 degrees. And right now in Stafford, it's a huge 10 degrees as well. Johnny, have you got a window on the weather for us?
It's a bit dark and cloudy.
It's a bit cloudy, just like Doom Pit.
I've had to put some sun
on. Oh, it's the canary.
On 87.7, this is Sugar FM with Chris Drake.
Oh, my God!
87.7, Sugar FM.
Hang off, I've got to use the controls as well. it's Sugar FM. Joe's here, Johnny's here, hey. Ellie the telly's here, hey. Luke's here as well.
Nobody knows it, but you've got a secret smile, and you use it only for me. Nobody knows it, but you've got a secret smile, and you use it only for me. So use it and prove it. Remove this whirling sadness. I'm losing and blues. But you can save me from madness.
So boring and talk about this, you know, trying to be here, trying to sound remotely professional, like most of us have done.
No, you sound fantastic, mate.
That was beautiful, that last hour. We had our assignment handout in the tutorial I've just been to, and they were purposefully keeping us right till the end, just to annoy us. So I was waddling back along the corridor, and we got back, and it sounds like you've been having a ball, haven't you?
It's been fantastic.
It's been belting.
There's Johnny's. Okay, 4:10, Tuesday afternoon. Joe, give us a nugget of wisdom about something. There you go, on the spot.
Nugget of wisdom. It was Reese Witherspoon's birthday yesterday.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. Right. I sent her a birthday card.
Did you? Did you get a reply or is that?
Yeah, I did. I got a text message this morning saying thanks, and she's taking me out tomorrow night.
Oh, that's good of her, sir.
I bet. I haven't told my girlfriend yet, actually. She might be listening, so I might actually get my head kicked in later.
Nicely avoiding throwing that. Has the wolf been unleashed yet?
Yeah, the wolf...
Have we felt the fury?
No, the wolf will not speak on air, she said. But we'll try. If you want
to... Hold on.
Hang on.
Speak.
Can I say hello to Michelle?
Yeah,
Hello, Michelle.
We're very lucky to have Johnny Vegas in the studio today.
Yes.
And just from filming his new series. So, yeah, hello to Michelle. I'll probably play some hips like Cinderella, who are they're quite good apparently, Johnny.
Yeah, they're not too bad.
Yes, they're not too bad. Which is, okay, we're going to play another song. This is Embrace and Gravity.
Another cracking band.
Absolutely. They've been around a few years as well.
Yeah, they're really, I just went to one of their concerts last year, so they're absolutely amazing live.
Awesome. Well, this is one of their latest songs. This is Gravity, Stafford's Radio Revolution. It's Chris, a guest on the Johnny and Joe show for a Thursday afternoon. Don't get nothing, get noticed.
Honey, it's been a long time coming, and I can't stop now. Such a long time running, and I can't stop now. Do you hear my heart beating? Can you hear that sound? 'Cause I can't help thinking, and I don't look down. And then I looked up at the sun, the sky, and saw the sun, and the way that gravity pulls on everyone, on everyone.
go, a radio crime, dead air at the end of that, because we're too busy looking in the papers and lots of people are talking about us. We're just looking. World Cup, we did mention it earlier, and with every football tournament, you need a football song.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, the Kaiser Chiefs, they're asked to do it, but they've said no. You'll be gutted to hear this, Joe. McFly have turned it down.
Oh, really?
I know. It's
what a shame. They can go and do Scotland's... what's that? Scotland on anymore?
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Oh, dear. Good afternoon to our Scottish listeners. One of our two might be Scottish.
Yes.
Because the current first choice is Badil and Skinner, Three Lions, another reworking.
That's a classic, isn't it, really?
It is.
96, 98.
When it came out, it was just so good. And the reworked version, are they going to get away with it? The one in 98 was so good.
Yeah.
Because it had the bits of the commentary from you.
Yeah, 96. That's what I liked. I really
and
liked that.
That generally, every time I hear that, you know, you just feel, the hairs in the back of your neck. Here in Jonathan Pierce, Gareth Southgate, whole of England is with you.
I like Fat Les as well. I like the impression, though. I have to get Jonathan Pierce on.
That would be good.
We're not too big for him, are we?
That would be a dream job for me, being a football commentator. Oh, I'd love to do that.
Oh, it's nice, isn't it? You know, free football matches and being paid to watch.
So he wants it. Johnny, be quiet.
Sorry, Dan's here. Sorry.
Thank you. Okay, so, but in skin, that'd be great if it was re-recorded again. The second choice is Tony Christie.
They're
going to try and rework Amarillo.
It's already been done by Peter Kay, really, hasn't it? It was all right. It's a bit...
I can't see how they're going to make anything rhyme with that, either.
Is this the way to Germany?
No, it's...
Germarillo.
There you go. There's a couple of possibles there, isn't there?
Yeah, well, it should employ me, really, shouldn't
they? Too many syllables.
And the third choice is Kasabian.
Kasabian?
Quite a bit of a left field on there. So, the FA like that. I mean, ideally, we're probably thinking if...
Fat Les?
How was Vindaloo at all related? It's just they shouted, England!
Yeah.
At the end, that was all they did for that, so...
Where and earth are you from?
Yeah, me and my mum and my dad and my gran went off to Waterloo.
Yeah.
Me and my mum and dad went back at Vindaloo.
Wasn't even in England, was it, Waterloo?
No, it was a song by ABBA. What? I'm talking rubbish. Also, the Arctic Monkeys, they might, you never know, they could
I can understand that.
Or the Ordinary Boys.
Oh, Preston.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we've had some pretty shocking ones. I'll tell you what one of my favourites is. I'm going to play it now, actually. Do you remember, I was too young to remember it, and I'm guessing you were too, but World in Motion from New Order, the one with John Barnes rapping on it.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that before. It's alright, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of my favourites. I think, musically, it's a really good song, so we're going to play that. But what do you think it should be, the World Cup song? Drop me an email, chris@shugradio.co.uk. chris@shugradio.co.uk. Tell us what you think should be the England song for this year's World Cup.
And if you have any free text messages as well.
Yeah, well, tell you what, it's worth 10 pence.
Yeah, come on.
It's pennies, isn't it? You've got to notice, when you get your phone bill, 8 pence, 10 pence, Shug FM, not a problem. But just the massive feeling of happiness, that warm feeling inside, that fuzzy goodness of hearing your name on the radio and hearing your opinions, you should text us. Now, Johnny had a bit of a double-header singing the number going. I'm going to let you do it, because I'm far less talented than Johnny. So what's the text number, Joe, if they want to get in touch?
077-57-45-4668. Come on, text us and make Chris smile.
Okay, 077-57-45-4668. There
Yay,
we go.
Yay, very good.
Job's a good one.
Some of the crowd are on the pitch.
Shug FM.
phone's acting up again. Hang on, we've got a text. There is something wrong with it. We've got a text message. That is so exciting. It's that beautiful number, 077...
57...
45...
46...
68.
That's you tried to catch me off guard there, didn't you?
I did, yeah. You're just on the ball. That was another awful one.
We're on the ball.
We're on the ball. That wasn't Terry Venables, isn't that? True
yes.
story.
Well,
Chris at sugary.co.uk. That was New Order and World in Motion, Stafford's Radio Revolution on 87.7. That's almost spiel done. Let's witter again.
Hello.
What were we talking about just previously, Johnny? And
Soap stars.
Soap stars.
What, every single one?
Well, in particular, the young female version.
Yeah, young.
Oh, which one?
Young being 16 and over.
Yes.
And, yeah, you talk about one from EastEnders, Johnny.
Oh, are
you? You jetty old
man.
Tell you what, who are you?
And there's, have you seen an interesting article in The Sun today? Gordon Brown released his budget. There you go, we talked about politics on the show. And they've related it to how different budget will affect different people in soaps. So for pensioners, it's talking about how Doc Cotton's going to feel about cigarettes going up. And it's got, for a young family, it's got the Peacocks, that's Ashley and Claire, and Josh Huey from what do you mean, whispering? Go on.
We're whispering.
It's all right, we can't hear all.
It's all right.
You're getting away with this very well. Anyway, we'd best go back in the room. I think
Coronation Street.
I think we're on air.
Yeah. Have you seen that? In Coronation Street.
Which one?
That in Coronation Street. If anyone is from where the heart is and can translate for us, do get in touch. Next song. Go on, Joe.
I think he said something along the lines, have you seen that nice girl from Coronation Street?
She is most clement.
Oh, she's gorgeous, I think.
You're good at this, aren't you?
Well...
I'm getting good at this, aren't I? No, that is the best way to annoy Johnny, just to try and imitate him and, you know...
Or hide my beer.
I think that was buy me a beer?
It's good fun. A great game with Johnny is to put his beer on a high shelf. Well, not particularly high. Oh, hang on, we've got a text before I continue insulting him. Let's see. Great new offers from Virgin Mobile. Text, no.
Do we
Smile,
we'll
bring back the Johnny and Joe show.
Hey!
I wonder whose text that. Johnny, oh, dear me.
Does that mean, if you just mention Virgin on, if you keep mentioning, would they send us all free phones?
It's possible. Richard, you want to sell your FYP to Richard Branson anyway, don't you, Ellie?
I do, yeah.
So, go on, if you're listening, Rich, do get in touch.
Yeah, good mate,
Mark. I used to like
very
that Virgin.
Good idea.
And bring some drinks. Do they still do that Virgin Cola?
Yeah, they do. It's all right if you put vodka in it.
No, it's not roller cola. There we go, totally copying the Peter Kay set as well as sounding like him. Roller cola.
Roller cola.
I think we can say crap pop.
Crap pop.
There we go. We've
said it. Crap pop as well.
Just going back with one of my oh-so-tedious links. We talked about the EastEnders, and you're saying it was Stacey that you liked.
Yes, Stacey.
Yeah. And this is, you know, keeping the theme going. It's Stacey's mum from Fountains of Wayne. You see what I've done there?
Actually, she's not just died, has she?
Oh, dear. There you go, somebody. Shug FM. Not anything to do with the soap. It's a fictional Stacey. It's a good song. It's Fountains of Wayne on Shug FM. Stacey, can I come over after school?
Give me the slip. You
It's Ladies' Night this Thursday at the Litton Tree with two-for-one deals and discounted cocktail jugs for the fairer sex, plus DJ Matt James playing Stafford's best music. It's the only place to be for your weekend warm-up. We're open till at least 1 a.m. The Litton Tree, Stafford. Great entertainment every night of the week. Sugar FM. Log on today at sugarradio.co.uk. 87.7 Sugar FM. Local traffic and travel, keeping you on the move.
It's 4:31. I'm Chris Gray. It's looking quite busy on the roads already for your Thursday afternoon. If you're going down the M6 out of our area southbound, the queue start for Birmingham at junction 11. Going the other way, there is those speed restrictions between 15 and 16. That's manageable because it is just 40 miles an hour. Be careful for the cameras and do allow some extra time for your journey. In the centre of Stafford, the A34 from the Shirehorse Island, that's the A518 going down into the centre of town. There's been an accident down there, so do allow some extra time to go down there. And that's about it for now. If you do know anything else and you can, it's safe and legal to do so, do let me know. 07757 454 668 is the number.
On 87.7, this is Sugar FM with Chris Gray.
Oh my God!
87.7, Sugar FM.
Gonna close my eyes.
Sugar FM.
Gonna watch you go. Running through this life, darling, like I feel the snow. Is the tracer glass in its graceful locks? don't see no fairy hill, just the lights of bright baby in the Bay Hotel. Next week.
Shug FM, Stafford's Radio Revolution, David Gray, and that's the one I love. It's Thursday afternoon, 4:36 is the time. Alternation here at 5:30, Sam and Dan at 7, then I'll be back with JD on Punk and Disorderly after 8:30. Okay, to introduce the next song, it's Johnny, and go for it, Johnny.
Pies!
Shut to the heart, and you're too late, darling, you give love a bad name.
And you're too-
try to rip me into pieces, and I know what you like, but you can't hurt me now. I'm over you. Ooh, oh, don't like you. Ooh, oh, are you sure that you're mine? Aren't you dating other guys? You're so cheap and I'm not mine. You're not worthy.
Sugar FM, Thursday afternoon, it's Stafford's Radio Revolution. Hi, I'm Chris, how you doing? 17 minutes before 5 o'clock, hi to Kamaj. Just get in touch, buddy, I'll try and play your song. He's going to be here with Street Beats on Friday from 8:30, playing you some great hip-hop, rap and R&B from both sides of the pond. And now we've got something very special coming up. But Joe, hello again. Go on, try again. Oh, hang on, Johnny was talking loudly. Go on, try again.
Hello there. Again, everyone.
Okay, you're on, go for it.
Hello.
I've sorted that.
Okay, no, I was thinking, like, as I've just been down to the shop to get a couple of drinks, I understand you've given chocolate for Lent.
I have,
like,
yeah.
Me, as well.
Oh, you have as well?
Yes.
Right, okay, good
and
stuff. First of March it started.
Yes, I know, it's horrible.
I tell you what, 24 hours in, I was cold turkey. I was walking around going, chocolate. they should have chocoholics on this. I mean, I'm prone to a drink or 12. I don't smoke, I don't do any of that kind of stuff. So chocolate, it was my vice, and I have given it up. So
yeah.
How's it going for you?
It's been hard, because some of my housemates have been like, walk around Tesco with them, and they've been going, buy one, get one free on this.
Yeah, our
Why
worst
do you
one,
do this
when
to
when
me?
We went down to Chicago, Johnny, he wouldn't let me have chocolate orange vodka, which was heartbreaking. I had a couple of drinks, I really want some of this chocolate orange vodka. And then he wouldn't even let me have white chocolate vodka. White chocolate, it's not real chocolate.
Have you done it so absolutely everything, like flavour and everything? Yeah.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like me. That, yeah, cake, the
everything's
lot.
On cake. I've even tried cutting out biscuits, crisps, sweets.
Oh, no, I've not gone as that far. That's
well,
extreme.
No, it's quite lax. Custard creams don't count, you see.
Oh, right, of course, no.
It's the perfect diet.
Oh, definitely.
Although the chocolate thing is going badly. But we've got a very special song to play now.
Oh, it should make up for it.
I haven't actually tried playing this yet. We were going to do it live, but Johnny just wouldn't be able to stop laughing. So this is absolutely exclusive. Listen out for this on Radio 1, I promise you. This is the Pussycat Dolls and Pies.
It's funny how a man only thinks about the... But not
at your pie.
There ain't no pain in me looking at your
pie.
I don't give a keep looking at my
pie.
Cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my
pie.
I'ma do my thing while you're playing with your
pie.
It's funny how a man only thinks about the
pie.
You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at your
pie.
You got real big brains, but I'm looking at your
pie.
Girl, there ain't no pain in me looking at your
pie.
I don't give a keep looking at my
pie.
Cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my
pie.
I'ma do my thing while you're playing with your
pie.
Okay, it's the first ever play of the Pussycat Dolls and Pie. It's the Shug FM remix. Are you liking that?
It's fantastic. That's going to be released, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, I honestly died from laughing in the middle of that. I mean, you know, I think I'm a very special boy, but, you know, this is very true. I think I'm hilarious, other people don't. But I thought that was poetry.
Oh, Johnny's a special boy.
He is. Johnny, you're famous.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Remix.
You got, no?
Same difference, aye.
Same difference, aye. I mean, it's another word of wisdom for you. We're going to be playing more of your favourite indie tunes.
Request for it.
Is it be quite, what, for Pies Again?
Pies Again.
Okay, we're going to be playing that. We might play again for the end of the show. If you listen to FGK last night, Dave, that's the one. He was in the studio on my show, therefore, and Johnny, we were having a very random discussion. Johnny, when we had to change subject, he shouted,
"Pie!"
Just like that from the back of the studio, and it sounded very, very odd. So I'm sorry if you like that Pussycat Doll song. It's a good song. I'm sure you used to like it. But
I think
we get that sent back. We get it repressed, and the B-side is Pies.
Yes, definitely.
This is fun.
The Pussycat Pies.
The Pussycat Pies. It's impossible. no, we could go a long way down that road. But
let's,
I think we'll
let's run
there.
Away from this.
Okay, we're going to do the phone number. It's 077...
57...
45...
46...
68, and it's Chris at...
Shug...
Radio.
Dot.
Co.
Dot.
UK.
Peace up. A-Town. Yeah. Okay. She was checking up for me. From the game she was singing in my ear, you think that she knew me. Decided to cheat.
Okay.
Conversation got heavy.
Hey.
She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.
Jag and I took the rolls. If they ain't cutting, then I put them on foot patrol. How you like
attack me now. When my piggy's valued over 300,000, let's drink, you the one to please. Ludacris filled cups like double D. Me and us, what's more when we leave them dead? We want a lady in the street, but a freak in the bed, it's a Sure, got the voice to make your booty go high. Take that, rewind it back. Ludacris got the flow to make your booty go high. Take that, rewind it back. Lil Jon got the beat to make your booty go high.
It's Usher, and yeah, 87.7, it's Shug FM, Stafford's Radio Revolution. It's Chris with you, along with Joe, 6 minutes to 5 o'clock, your Thursday afternoon, and the wolf is in the studio.
The wolf is here. Do you want to speak to us, wolf?
Wolf. Wolf, speak. Wolf, speak. Ruff.
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 See, that's the wolf. She's now saying hello. This is the wolf that tried to take over our show last night.
Wolf, speak. Is next door, who's trying to do proper work. They've got two Looney Tunes and a dog going, whoa, we've got a dog in the studio. it's getting worse, but, okay. Shug FM is with Chris and Joe until around 5:30 this afternoon. Chris at shugradio.co.uk, send me an email. We're going to have the Pies version of the Pussycat Dolls. That's going to be going up online. If you can listen now back to some of the shows, it's at shugradio.co.uk. We've got podcasts of the first couple of days of shows, so if you want to go and listen back, you're more than welcome. Have we got any more birthdays or anything to do today?
Birthdays?
I was going to say, you've had your prizes of the Johnny and Joe hour.
Yes.
I'm shocked that none of these have been claimed, because they're superb.
Now, we have a signed article. Now, this is signed by me, Joe Dodson, Johnny Ramsden.
Harry Ramsden.
He is no relation. I've tried this one already. No free fish and chips.
But he's not a chippy off the old block.
Oh!
We need that very small drum kit.
That was a bit fishy.
Oh, come on. Move on.
A copy of Now 62.
That's mine. Don't give that away.
We found it. You didn't claim it. We said if you claim it, it'll be in half an hour.
No, that's Rich's. Rich, we're not going to give it away. Don't worry.
Until
he brings Snappy the Crocodile back.
Yes.
We're holding it to ransom. Have we got it here? If I do the... Oh, it's still there, look, if I press that. We're not going to play it.
No.
But
that was a little teaser for all you Snappy fans. We know you're out there.
Yeah, we know that at least one of our 3 to 4 listeners is loving Snappy.
And we have a pen as well to go with this fantastic signed article. So if you want to come up and get this article from the Shug Studio, which I know you do.
What are you giving away now? what are my valued possessions? We've got a copy of The Sun, which I haven't finished reading.
We've got a mixing desk.
No, that's mine. I mean, this is going straight to a museum after we finish this broadcast, mate, so you can't have that.
Oh, a computer? No, I'm joking.
Yeah, that's not mine, that's fine. It's a touch screen, but you can't actually touch the screen.
Is it a Mac?
No, but it's got a small bit of blue tack where I'm supposed to put the weather report.
Okay, we'll definitely we'll give some blue tack, a signed article,
You can't give away my copy of the Stafford Post. Actually, you can give away this week's. Next week in the Stafford Post, we've had the photographer from the Stafford Post today. We've been looking oh so glamorous. So most people get it through the door in Stafford. Wolf, quiet. if you get it through the door, thank you. Get the Stafford Post through the door. Give us a look next week. It normally comes through on Wednesday or Thursday. And it's going to be me...
No.
Quiet, you. It's going to be me saying how great Shug FM is. There's a picture of myself and Joe.
Yeah.
So do check that out. Do you want to give a mindless, needless, shameless plug to your show?
All right, next Wednesday night, you've got to listen to the Joe and Lee show. Fingers crossed, if all goes well, we will have Tri Stevens live in the studio singing.
So, just in case you don't know, Tri Stevens, do you want to tell everyone who he is?
Well, he's, obviously just didn't hear, but he's a really good soul artist. I would call it soul or hip-hop or R&B. And he's about to release his second album. He's toured Africa.
Sierra Leone, is it he's been to?
Sierra Leone.
He's been to some Far East place, so he's doing a lot of tours, Tri Stevens. If you're into your hip-hop, rap, R&B, it's well worth a listen
It's not
week.
Really my genre, but I think he's...
No, but, I mean... just because it's not your genre, you can sometimes appreciate
exactly,
some good stuff.
Exactly, I was about to say, musically, it's very good.
I mean,
good.
There's a couple of bands this year, such as the Haze and Tri Stevens. Someone shut that dog up.
The wolf is trying to take over the airwaves. So
this is going to go for bad times.
And the Editors, they're from Stafford University as well, aren't
they? Yeah, the Editors, so. They're quite a big band. Their album's well worth a listen as well.
Definitely.
So the Editors are from Stafford Uni.
So
and
the reason the wolf will not show up is actually due to pies misbehaving.
Pies.
Pie.
That pie, okay.
Not fat pie.
That pie. That pie.
Pie.
Pie. If I turn that off, it would seem better.
Pie.
There we go. We might be playing more pies. We are just peddling some tripe. We've got a dog bark in the background. We've got two Looney Tunes in the studio. The Three Musky Deers out in the office. We're playing Snappy the Crocodile. We've played Black Eyed Peas and Pie. The Black Eyed Pies. No, Pussycat Dolls.
I was going to say the Pussycat Pies.
It's Will I Am out of the Black Eyed Peas that's with them on that one.
Yes.
So, oh.
And we've also played Cotton Eye Joe, which I actually put a fight up against earlier.
Yeah, well, that's quite rightly so. Hang on, there's a song that I think Johnny wanted to try and get on earlier. It's worth playing the first few seconds. Have I got it? I'm sure I've got that.
Yeah,
well, I love it when a plan comes together,
because
it happens.
Johnny loves to have these random songs, as you might have guessed, because it was him behind Cotton Eye Joe. Obviously, Snappy we have to appreciate and play, because that is the European top-selling song.
It doesn't make it a good song.
Yeah, I know it doesn't make it a top song,
but we
have to...
If you look at who's buying the singles...
Well, yeah, no one in England, obviously, because it didn't even make it in the top 50, but...
was it even released?
I don't think it was, so if you want to get it released, send us an email. We'll do everything we can.
Okay, it's Chris...
at shugradio... dot...
co...
dot...
UK. So
or text 077...
Oh, 57!
Hey, caught you out. 45...
46...
68...
Okay.
And that's Chris's age, just about. Well, that's what he looks like now. He's been managing the Shug FM.
Just about, thank you. And that was the last time that Joe's actually appearing on Shug FM.
Oh!
Latest local weather from Shug FM.
Okay, looking across for your weather, it's going to be staying. Let's look out the window. Saying cloudy this evening, a chance for a little bit of rain. Not going to be too cold, at lows around 4 degrees in Stafford. Right now, it is 7 degrees above freezing.
On 87.7, this is Shug FM with Chris Gray.
Oh, my God!
87.7, Shug FM.
It's Crazy Love, Bouncy Knowles.
Like, hey, is he insane? Yes, sir, I'm cut from a different cloth. My game's been a rap one.
Sug FM. Log on today at sugradio.co.uk. Sug FM.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us, still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember. Yeah.
classic from Deep Blue Something and Breakfast at Tiffany's. Never had another hit, did they?
No, unfortunately.
About 10 years old, that song, though.
It's
well.
Brilliant. It came out at the same time as, you remember the Canal, 74, 75?
Oh, that was great.
Legend.
Actually, we'll put that on next.
Okay.
Just looking through the papers, there's apparently the Streets, they've done a gig in a lighthouse.
Really?
Yeah. I can't quite see how they get everyone in. And then they've got on a ferry and gone up the Thames and they're performing in different places all the way along.
I can understand that along the Thames on a ferry. I could understand that. But, or the lighthouse.
Yeah. Maybe they perform from the top of it and,
That's a lighthouse family's job, if I'm honest.
I was going to say, I was thinking about a lighthouse family gag, but I couldn't do it. There you go, I've got to get one in. If Asher played, they could have played Shining Light, and it would have been quite, There you go, come on. You've lowered the tone. I'm just trying to keep us on the ground here. Do we have anything else to... Oh, yeah, there's a story in the paper. I was just reading it very quickly before coming on air. Apparently, men who smoke over 20 cigarettes a day are much more likely to be important.
Important?
But then I reread it, and it was actually impotent. Oh, it's classy.
I'm going to start smoking.
Shug FM plays Kelly Clarkson, and since you've been on, 5:13's the time. The good news is I'm only here till 5:30. Alternation with Sarah is going to be here. They've got a live acoustic set. Apparently, I've got to set up the studio for a band to play. So, seeing as it's mostly out together with Blue Tech and Plasticine, I don't quite know how we're going to manage that. Sam and Dan, Sam Drew, Dan's with their here at 7 o'clock through to 8:30 in Punk and Disorderly with my mate JD. If you heard him the other night on the 80s show, we had quite a random time, and we're going to tell you more about that later. JD's going to pop into the studio, and we're going to see what happens. It's always very random when we're together. It's a bit like a poor man's version of the Chuckle Brothers. I think I'd be Paul, though, because that was what went to me.
Do you?
To me.
Do you?
Apparently, the Chuckle Brothers, they've had the most ever episode shown on children's TV.
Really?
Yeah. It was. It's still on. It's Chuckle Vision, just like that. And apparently, the most popular children's program ever. It was in the paper today. It's Rainbow.
Jungle.
Zippy and Bungle.
Yes.
And George. George. I said George, not speak. Wolf, quiet.
Okay. That's pies again.
That's pies. Oh,
what is your favourite pie?
Steak and kid. No, just steak.
Steak.
Steak and our pie.
Oh, yeah.
What about yourself?
It's probably the same, actually.
Yeah, but it's great. A pie, it can be sweet or something.
I like apple pie. Yeah,
a bit of custard.
American pie.
American pie.
Yes.
Number three was the best one.
No, I reckon number two's got the best soundtrack.
No, but number three, when they danced around that club, that was awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, they were just kind of the films that our generation grew up with. Because kind of the same time that I was in just doing GCSEs, they were leaving their school, weren't they? Then were they doing A-levels, or was it their finals?
High school.
I know.
High school.
And then the third one, when they're all getting married and grown up.
Yeah.
So we've got most of the way. All we've got to do now is grow up. But that seems a bit too boring.
Yeah, I was going to say, when?
Yeah, why live in the world when you can live in your head? That's what I say. It's so true. It's Sugar FM playing a very random one for you. It's False Martins. The Happy Hour. You wanted that?
Yes, so we did. House Martins. Oh, the happy hour's already gone. 3 till 4.
That happy hour. It's like they love pubs whose happy hour lasts about 2.5 days. Happy hour, Friday to Sunday.
Hey!
Drink for fantastic. A pound. Yeah, nice bit of binge drinking coming on there. Don't drink, kids. What do you mean, kids? We haven't got anyone listening, let alone kids. So, what I'll do is I'll play a song because it stops me talking. It sounds better then.
Don't forget you can email Chris
at
shugradio.co.uk. And you could text
07 7 5 7 4 5 4 4 6 6 8 12 pound sign Gibraltar
at
07 57 4 5 4 6 6 8. That's
07 57 4 5 4 6 6 8.
That's beautiful.
And if you can also email that, the text is, sorry, she's spotted a celebrity.
I don't think there's any celebrities in Stafford. I think possibly the most famous thing to come out of Stafford is the M6.
Oh no, I've seen Lee Miller.
Actually, Dave Gorman is from Stafford, you know that guy who did the, he tried getting every other day, but the comedian got massive sideburns,
sometimes
he's got two rabbits attached to his face. And Neil Morrissey from Menbehaving Badly.
Oh, yeah. And Stan Collymore.
Oh, and Lemmy from Motorhead. Mm. Oh, yeah, Stan Collymore.
He found out the Canuck Chase, hasn't he?
I don't think we should talk about that, really.
No, I'm just saying, where you can find him these days.
All right, see you in course.
What a good place to be. Don't believe it. So speak a different language and it's never
something we are again.
Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never
something we are again.
No, it's another night up with a boss. Following in footsteps overgrown by moss and he's asleep. Good women go on trees. And if you catch them up, they will land up on the knees. Where they open all the wallets and they close all the love to buy you all a drink.
Hi.
If we ask all the questions, will you take all your clothes up and back to the kitchen sink? What a good place to be. Don't believe it. What a good place to be. Don't believe it. Speak a different language and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never been
really happened to me.
Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Don't believe it.
This is Sugar FM with Chris Gray.
Oh my God!
87.7 Sugar FM.
good old one from the Connells, another one it won in the mid-90s, 74, 75, 87.7 Sugar FM, Stafford's Radio Revolution with Chris, 5.22 Thursday afternoon. Now, yesterday, if you were listening, we're telling you that Ellie from the telly, she's given up smoking, so, gotta do it.
Day two on the Ellie No Smoking Campaign.
Is that was supposed to be Geordie? I think it was Jamaican.
It was Geordie Jamaican.
Right, how is the no smoking thing going, Ellie?
Well, it's going all right, actually. I've not smoked yet.
So
day two and I've not had a cigarette.
You haven't even had your emergency fags yet, have you?
Oh, no. I threw them all away.
You threw them all away? You're not going to go and pick them out of the bin?
No, I'm not
that
desperate.
Have you cut them up, have you? Or
yes.
You're not going to go and staple them back together?
No, I might stick a few more patches on later on, but...
Yeah, you just add one patch a day, is it?
And yeah.
Then it gets all used up and you have to... You haven't started going kind of cold to like need a fag. You're not going to get really angry with us tomorrow.
Sometimes... No, I don't get too angry. Sometimes I do want one, but no, I've got to stop.
You have a diary room.
Ellie, come to the diary room. Have you had yourself? No, I'm not going to do that. That sounds awful.
Okay, so you're going to let us know how you're going tomorrow, because you're trying to go home, but you're not going to get in a sneaky fag for neighbours, are you?
No.
Is that
fags,
why she's going home early?
I'll tell you what, if I could, I would. I haven't seen names this week, and it is...
Do you want me to tape
it's
it
killing
for you?
Me. Well, I think my mother's taping it.
Oh.
Hello, Ma, if you're listening. So that'd be great. Otherwise, I'm going to stay on with the internet website, obviously. The updates online, neighbours, see what's going on. So no, I don't get home till after 10, and then I just want to try and eat my weight in food and go to bed. So I have been missing out, but hopefully we'll catch up. You can tell me what's going on, because as TV correspondent and official entertainment manager, if we were Butlins, you'd be a red coat, wouldn't you? You get the TV, the entertainment.
Yeah.
You've got the finger.
Dancing about everything.
Finger, you have a red coat.
Absolutely, finger of the pulse on here. Yeah.
No, you have to bring one in tomorrow.
Shall I wear a red coat tomorrow?
Yes. You could do.
Yes. Okay then.
Okay, that'd be nice. That'd be nice. The magic of radio, just, you know, coming through your speakers, that'd be superb. Got to say thank you to Johnny.
Yay!
There we go. Johnny's been here. I think he's going to join us again tomorrow. That's if a record label hasn't signed up the Pussycat Dolls featuring Johnny version of Pies.
Yeah, will he remember us? That's the thing, will he remember us when he's famous?
We're promoting some very alternative underground new music. Snappy the Crocodile.
Oh, yes.
I don't give a pie if you're looking at my pies. It's beautiful. That is just about it, so thank you, Ellie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Whisper. Speak.
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 Oh, he's gone all shy. Wolf, speak.
There you go. She says thank
and
you.
And Joe, you've had so much fun, you're going to come back in tomorrow.
Oh, I am. I will come and join you tomorrow. I'll come and try and help.
He wants his own show.
And I know how much you've enjoyed the show, so it's going to be available to download from sugarray.co.uk. You can listen live on that, listen again. Or you can podcast that too.
They're podcasters.
Yeah, we're getting there now. The podcasts are getting up online, so you can give those a listen. Sarah's here with Alternation. We've got a live set going on.
Yep, we have.
Sounds
absolutely
good.
Okay, so we've got, what's that, is that two guitars we've got in here? Because
yeah.
I think we can just about fit a man and a harmonica in the studio.
Yeah,
hopefully we'll get everyone and... got to say hello, you were on the Chaz and Dave yesterday, FGK.
Yes,
having a very fun time.
Yeah.
Dave was loving the pies.
Yeah.
As it were. So hopefully he's heard that pies mix. It will be in shops very soon. And if you're listening, Dave and or Chaz and Dave listening online somewhere. That's not Chaz and Dave, as in a snooker loopy. That's
all
we. We're all snooker loopy. Yeah, they're here after 5:30. Sam and Danny here from 7, and I'm gonna be back with JD on Punk and Disorderly from 8:30. Have you got any closing requests or anything to say? Any more words? Get off. Shut you up. Thank you. Any more? Because that is just about it.
Oh, vote for Joe and Johnny and Joe's show. You can vote now.
But
vote. Studio at sugarradio.co.uk.
Get rid of Chris.
No.
Look.
What?
At the board. Look what he's wrote.
Look at the board. What does it say?
Johnny and Joe's show.
Bit you're reading? The bit that's saying how great Chris Gray... The bit says Chris Gray, station manager. Chris Gray, the one that controls the programmes. Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Can we portray that on the radio? No, we can't. We better not.
Oh.
We could.
Sign language.
What? One more for you.
Pie.
There we go. Okay, that's it for me, Chris Gray. Do join me again tomorrow from 2 o'clock. Sarah's coming up after Oasis. Don't look back in anger. All right, thank you. Staff's latest greatest. 87.7 Shug FM.
You know you might find a better place to play.
how dull. Student night's been and gone and it's still not the weekend. You want something else to do? Somewhere else to go? If only there was something different going on, even if it was just for one night.
Well, now there is. On Wednesday, the 5th of April, at Chicago Rock and New York, New York, something big is happening. The 60s and 70s extravaganza will give you a legendary night whilst you help a good cause.
Shug FM DJs Chris Gray plays Stafford's latest and greatest from 10 till 2 in New York, New York, whilst Leon Deakin plays 60s and 70s classics in Chicago Rock, with brand new films from Staff's uni students on the big screens.
All profits go to Macmillan Cancer Relief. Tickets are £2 in advance and are available from Chicago Rock in Bridge Street. And remember, dress to impress with our 60s and 70s theme. The best fancy dress will get you free drinks.
See you there.
It's Ladies' Night this Thursday at the Litton Tree with two-for-one deals and discounted cocktail jugs for the fairer sex, plus DJ Matt James playing Stafford's best music. It's the only place to be for your weekend warm-up. We're open till at least 1 a.m. The Litton Tree, Stafford. Great entertainment every night of the week.